Message number 1285. Mother of salvation, my son has accorded me the power to crush the head of the serpent. Monday, December 8, 2014 at 17:30. My dear children, when you hear rumors of new wars in the most unexpected places, you must be aware that the prophecies contained in the book of Revelation are upon you. When the natural order of the earth and the behavior of the human race falls into disarray in the four corners of the world, then this will be the time to prepare. All of these things must come about in the final bastion against all that is evil, which springs from the wicked infestation of the evil one. Man will turn against man, people will treat each other cruelly without a shred of remorse, and each will betray the trust of the other. Such is the outcome when love, which comes from God, dwindles in the hearts of humanity. Even those who believe in my son will turn against his teachings. Those closest to him, though they love him, will betray him. Those who represent him will turn him over to his enemies, just like Judas did. There are very few strong enough to stand up and proclaim the truth of the holy word of God. Man is weak, and it is because of sin that he cannot become whole. Until sin is eradicated, much pain will be endured until my son comes again. Until then, prayer is your only weapon against the power of Satan. Pray especially my most holy rosary every day, because it has the power to weaken the strength of Satan and all those he leads in the final battle against Jesus Christ and his church on earth. I tell you now that I, your beloved mother, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, present to you a special gift today. I have been given the grace to become the protector of humanity. Into my protection you must flee in times of strife. I will protect each of you who call upon me against the wickedness of the devil. Under my protection you will be given relief from the attacks he will inflict upon every Christian who tries to remain loyal to my son in the trials which lie before you. My son has accorded me the power to crush the head of the serpent so that he can bring you closer to him. Accept my protection and I will respond to all who ask me for help. My duty is to God and my allegiance is to my beloved son Jesus Christ, who loves you all so much. There is nothing that I will not do for my son, and there is nothing that he will not do to bring you freedom from pain and suffering. Thank you, dear children, for the love you show me, but know that I take the love which you give to me and I present it to my son for the glory of God. I remain a humble servant of God. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.